This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, the president of the European Commission plans a new statement on Greece, which is soon to be in arrears on its debt payment to the International Monetary Fund, although technically not in default. Greece's government is urging voters to reject the conditions of the EU's last bailout offer. Banks are closed, and although credit cards still work, many older Greek residents have no credit cards, and many elderly were seen sitting in front of banks today looking to get cash. Greece yesterday put in capital controls to stop money from flowing internationally. Even though their economies are very different, Cyprus learned some lessons that can be applied to the Greece situation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Banks are rationing cash. European creditors are closing in. Sounds like I'm talking about Greece. But that was Cyprus 2 years ago. Lesson one from Cyprus, staying with the euro doesn't mean a trip down easy street. Cyprus still struggles with high unemployment. Lesson two, listen to creditors like the IMF. Charles Movid is an economist at IHS covering Cyprus.
Cooperating with the IMF paid off for Cyprus because after 2 years, they're on the road to recovery.
I don't think so at all.
That's Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He says Cyprus is still in bad shape.
A lot of people have suffered. They're still unemployed. A lot of businesses went bankrupt.
But Weisbrot and Movid agree on lesson three. Limits on how much money can be sent abroad or taken out of a bank can help keep cash where it's needed. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.